the sweet sounds of the Boaz Philharmonic with the intro to Pussyfoot. Thank you, Zach. Thank you, Bunny. Hope you're having a happy holiday season. This is the holiday show, Pussyfoot, for December 2008. Matt Dillmore, along with...
Matt Alsberg.
Matt.
Yes, sir.
From Gentile to Jew, I would like to extend my hand, literally and figuratively, and wish you happy holidays.
Thank you, and you too.
Do you have big plans? Do you have big holiday plans?
As a mixed religion family, mm-hmm. We do a little bit of both.
Yeah,
and it just so happens this year Hanukkah and Christmas overlapping.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be good for me, presents wise.
Nice. I'm jetting back to Pittsburgh. Do a week in Pittsburgh. Do a week in New York. So for all of our East Coast listeners, if you want to try to reach out to me, I'll be East Coast.
So you called off Rio.
I did call off Rio just because, you know, it's what kind of message would it send to the audience that, you know, just Matt's just fucking just crazy jet setting.
Yeah.
I mean, I do have a house in Rio, but that's still, it would appear on paper that I'm jet setting. Yeah. So I'm not. I'm just going East Coast, staying in within the boundaries of this country. Going to ring in 2009 in New York City.
And technically, can you be jet setting if you usually travel by boat?
The jet in jet setting could extend to jet ski.
That's true.
So there you go.
That's true.
People may be confused. They may be saying, well, wait a minute. We're used to the normal Pussyfoot layout, site-wise. Yeah. But what we decided to do was just kind of streamline things, not play as much music for the holiday show, just because, to be quite honest with you, Matt and I are not a fan of holiday music.
No.
Not at all.
Definitely not. Although, we do share a little holiday music later in the show.
We do. We do.
I am personally.
We're
big
saying
fan
we're
of.
Not fans of holiday music that has been made by others.
Yeah.
Dangling
we're
that
not
carrot.
Fans of much that's been made by others.
Exactly. except Roy Wood and Wizard. He brought it on every occasion for the holidays. YouTube that, folks. Please go on there. So what we've decided to do is just have these chapters, if you will, of the show. And if you, hey, listen, you're listening to this right now and you're not feeling it, it's not really wetting your whistle, you want to jump to Blake, jump to Blake's segment. Yeah. Or if you want to see what's up with Eddie, Eddie Saves Like Advice, jump to that. Just be interactive and just, you know, choose your own adventure, basically, here on Pussyfoot for the December show. But before we get into, you know, talking about who our guest is, Blake, what did he see? What did he see this month?
A film by the great Clint Eastwood called Gran Torino.
Is he great? Do you consider him one of the great auteurs?
No. Okay. I just mean he's been around a long time.
He's noteworthy. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we saw Gran Torino.
He did.
We actually saw the trailer for Gran Torino together, didn't we?
And that was actually on last month's movie.
Yeah.
When we were seeing JCVD.
Yeah, when we saw JCVD. And as soon as the trailer was done, Matt looked over to me and said in a hushed theater, Spike Lee is sharpening his knives.
Yes.
So Blake's gone and has checked out Gran Torino. Shelley, of course, is here with her standard obits. And just one this month, but it's a special one. It's actually a really we try to honor all denominations and we reach out to the Dark Continent, or Shelley does rather. And last but certainly not least,
you said it.
Yeah, we have Mr. Eddie Rouse with Eddie Sage Like Advice, and you know what? A trifecta, three questions, rounding out 2008, and I gotta say, probably the best segment Eddie has done. He brought his A game to close out the year.
To continue listening to our little bit.
Yeah,
but me personally, knowing what I know, I'd probably jump to Eddie's.
Exactly. Our guest. We went with one because he's very important, and this is the thing where we actually did really, really try to reach out to a member of the Los Angeles community, because there's a lot of holiday festivities that are going on that unfortunately people don't know a lot about.
Sleeping.
Father Richard Estrada is on the show.
Yes, sir.
And he is going to... What is he going to tell us about?
He, of course, is our guest, but he definitely made us feel like guests.
Good point.
At the La Placita Church,
mm-hmm.
the Queen of the Angels, downtown Los Angeles.
Olvera Street.
At Olvera Street. For those that don't know, the birthplace of the city of Los Angeles.
Exactly.
And we went down, we discussed with him sort of the Christmas festivities of the rest of the hemisphere. What else goes on, you know, that's not in the U.S. and Canada, the Virgin of Guadalupe Festival and the Las Posadas Festival.
Right, which is currently ongoing. And if by chance you don't have occasion to get down there this year, each year it seemingly gets bigger and better. And we urge everybody to stop by Olvera Street, speak to Padre Estrada, and take it in 2009. So, without further ado, since we are a music-friendly show, and we're not going to play Christmas music, Matt and I sat down and we racked our brains. It wasn't that hard to actually rack our brains because there was one song that stood out from the pack this year in 2008. We're not big into lists. We're not doing a Christmas mixtape, none of that corny bullshit. No, we're just saying, hey, listen, we didn't play this song on the air, but we heard it. We were listening to it. It scorched into our brain and eardrums.
I think it informed the music for the rest of the year.
Yeah, yeah. It unknowingly set the tone.
Yeah.
And the song of the year for 2008, Matt?
Mr. Cameron Giles,
mm-hmm.
Bottom of the Pussy Hole, featuring
mm-hmm.
Alexis K. Taylor.
Alexis K. Taylor. And again, you want to talk about hours and hours and hours of YouTube fun. Alexis K. Taylor.
Fun with a purpose, though.
Oh, my God.
Don't just say fun like people are going to go on there and they're going to be laughing like it's
no. Know,
yeah, the flea market, what's it, whatever it's called.
Yeah,
know,
yeah. Or, it's not going to be the...
It's not the gopher with the monocle thing popping out of
it's none of that. It's no. None of that. It's very, very real. And Alexis K. Taylor's on the track. And I think it just speaks to Cameron, again, continuing to put out mediocre stuff, go away, come back, and be crazy as hell.
Completely refocused.
Yeah.
And by refocused, we mean an absolute raving lunatic.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, let me just throw this out there. A few years ago, Grace Papaya, New York City, Cam's rhyme book was stolen.
It was.
And it. I don't think that anybody, I mean, we obviously knew about it,
yeah.
But I want to reveal this, and I want to put it out there because it's a line that needs to be heard.
Yes.
I'm just going to take a minute. Again, this was from Camrod's rhyme book. And I'm not reading from anything. This is me. I remember this from when his book was stolen. Yeah. So I'm just going to take a second and then just recite the line. We at the hot dog stand. She made my hot dog stand. She Kobayashi'd my shit. She likes hot dogs, man. So, again.
Poetry.
Cam'ron, bottom of the pussy hole, pussyfoot. December 2008.
The man that is living to ejaculate, he's in a predator mode. And when a man is in a predator mode, he's going to look for the weaknesses of a woman that's lonely. Her vagina is cold. She's laying in bed at night playing with her toys. Don't let every man hit the bottom of your vagina, the root of your vagina. And you know about the bottom.
They don't know about the bottom.
Yeah, that bottom one. But see, every man may not know because he might not have a penis to really know how to hit that bottom or how to lift to hit that bottom and work that middle with a woman. She spread her legs wide and she starts screaming, saying, yeah, daddy, that's it. Or she might start cursing or screaming out all types of profanities because he done hit the bottom. And now her mind, she insane. Her mind ain't good because the penis done ejaculated all in her brain.
I want to give a big apology to all the females out there. I swear to God, I didn't know what I was doing when I was doing it. But now that I know what I was doing, I'm going to tell y'all I'm sorry. You know, yo, I hit the bottom of a pussy, y'all. Yeah, I hit the bottom of a pussy, y'all. Nope, I ain't talking about a pussy walls, yo. I hit the bottom of a pussy, y'all. I be lying, denying it, there's a pimp in me. But I apologize, sorry, you have my sympathy. When I hit that spot, why you ain't tell me nothing? I swear to God, though, I thought it was your belly button. Nope, it was the bottom of your pussy hole. Her legs were shaking like she trying to do the Tootsie Roll. We made the sweetest merger. Should I keep a curver? The sex agreed is murder. Plus, she's a squirter. Here, baby girl, drench the bed. Sprinkle her system right on my expensive spreads. But she made it up. Gave me extensive head. Intensive mention of man. It don't make sense. He's
dad. Plus I like her cause mommy made me say mama mia. Plus she PYP, right, Condoleezza. I George Bush does. When she don't know I'm a teacher, I'm her teacher. She's a Libra, leave her, nope, I'm a keeper. Cause I hit the bottom of her pussy, y'all. Yeah, I hit the bottom of her pussy, y'all. Nope, I ain't talking about a pussy wall. Yo, I hit the bottom of her pussy, y'all. Now I ain't seen her in 2 weeks, that's the wire. Now she's sending threats, saying that my ass a liar. When she see me, she gonna set my ass on fire. Came out the crib, goddamn, she slashed the tires. Keep it up, ma, I call your mother. She said I already did, why don't you call my brother? And tell him what, you hit the bottom of my pussy hole. And use a bitch, nigga, faggot ass pussy hoe. I said your brother don't wanna know how his sister is. And with that same mouth, you go home and kiss your kids. But let's shift gears, maybe you and maybe me. Maybe, but what's wrong, baby? Baby said don't baby me. Oh, don't baby you. You acting shady, boo. That ain't the way we do shit. I'm on my way to you. And you gotta love it. When I got there, she stopped and touched her. The pussy hole hit the bottom of it. Yeah, I hit the bottom of a pussy, y'all. Yeah, I hit the bottom of a pussy, y'all. Nope, I ain't talking about a pussy wall. Yo, I hit the bottom of a pussy, y'all.
And really twist her and bend her like she's a pretzel and give her the gratification she needs, she's going to be hooked and think that that's love or deeper root level. She's become going to become sexually, mentally, and emotionally attached, although he ain't no good. And this other man she with provides for her, take care of children that ain't even his. That woman will still sneak and get that penis power from him. But what she doesn't realize is we have to deal with our attachments to separate the love, the
I hit the bottom of a pussy, y'all. Yeah, I hit the bottom of a pussy, y'all. Nope, I ain't talking about a pussy wall. Yo, I hit the bottom of a pussy, y'all.
So you don't let every man hit your bottom?